Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
Hotly anticipated. No Man's Sky for the PlayStation 4 came out yesterday. It's going to be out on the PC this Friday.
And this was a game that you were eagerly anticipating playing.
Yes.
There just hasn't been a lot of game choices.
There has not.
Exciting ones.
This was supposed to come out in June. I have been cautiously optimistic about No Man's Sky. It's a first-person adventure game that, I mean, it looks like a first-person shooter. It's procedurally generated. That's the big hook. Normally, you play Call of Duty and you walk into a room. Somebody spent hours designing that room and the magazine that's on the counter or whatever. In No Man's Sky, they have an algorithm and some art assets, and they plugged in some numbers, and it generated this universe that they say has 18 quintillion planets in it. So everything that I visited yesterday was new. No one else. I named the planets that I visited. Nikki, you got a planet.
I have one.
Nicopolis.
Oh, I'm so excited. You should take it a picture.
The radio use system. I should have, but my phone was upstairs, and that was a long way to walk.
And you didn't want to while you're playing the game.
So you know what? I'll name some more planets after you, and we'll go from there. So the game starts out. You're shipwrecked. You're on this planet, and you've got to build your... You gotta repair your ship. And then once you repair your ship, you've gotta get energy for your ship's engines. And then once you get energy for the ship's engines, you need this. And so you start out doing all of this stuff. The game really, it's a combination of a survival game. You can do surviving kind of stuff. You can mine things and trade things. I ended up getting sidetracked. I landed on a planet that was absolutely full of gold. So I used the multi-tool and I went mining in No Man's Sky, got tons of gold and just kept going and selling it and making tons of money. And that's kind of...
Oh, if only that was real life.
I was dumb. Like, why was I doing that? I don't know.
Well, you wanted money, so...
And so I played No Man's Sky yesterday for about 5 hours. And I had a ton of fun. The one thing I will say is this procedurally generated thing sounds like a great idea, but for example, I was stuck underground in a cave for like 40 minutes because I couldn't find a way out, and I finally just reloaded my save because I couldn't get out of it at all. And so, I mean, you know, my impressions, like I said, 5 hours, the game could take a whole lot longer. The idea is eventually you build a hyperdrive and you're supposed to make your way to the center of the galaxy, but it's built in such a way that you can do whatever you want. And so I got really sidetracked just exploring one planet out of the 18 quintillion planets. I spent hours jumping in my spaceship. You can fly over the planet's surface and then you'll spot things. You can land, get out, look at them, mine them, trade with the people that you find there, like do all these things. And I just got...
So is that a bonus part of it or a benefit? Because I know with some games you feel like, okay, now you can jump into that for the whole weekend because you're going to get lost in it. But do you feel like if you just had 20 minutes, you could just jump into that game? Or would you...
I think...
Would it be too big to be able to enjoy 20 minutes with it?
No Man's Sky, in a lot of ways, to me, just feels kind of like a sandbox in some ways where it's like, hey, there are a few things you can do. And there are things you could do for 20 minutes. There are things you could do a lot longer. I haven't tried any of the ship-to-ship combat yet. I have fought some of the Sentinels. Like, I got this multi-tool. I talked to a guy. He gave me a new multi-tool that I was able to add this weapon to that I was able to do. And, I mean, I kept finding things where it was like, well, I need to upgrade my ship or upgrade my gun, and that's going to let me do this. I'm going to try that. And it was very easy to get lost in. And as far as consoles go, this is a super unique experience. If you've ever played Elite Dangerous, the space stuff is like a very dumbed down version of Elite Dangerous, which is fine because Elite Dangerous is way too complicated. So No Man's Sky, 5 hours in. So far, I think I've had fun.
You think you've had a good time?
I think so. All I know is that I went to another place and I came back. I think it was fun, and I'm real curious to see where it's going to go from here. So it's out on the PS4 now. It's out on the PC on Friday. Normally, I would wait for the PC, but guys, I was off yesterday. I ain't waiting. Time don't wait. I had to go ahead and get it. Hey, you want to catch up on more Riot Control? Riot.RadioU.com. If you're also playing No Man's Sky, I'd love to hear about it. Riot@RadioU.com.